Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Welcome again back to Bethel Baptist Church as we open up our evening service, an end of a long day of bringing forth the Word of God at Sunday school and in the morning service, afternoon classes, and even our choir music itself brings forth the testimony of Jesus Christ. As we always tend to do, we're going to start off with this evening with number 255. We'll sing the first and the second. Father, we do praise you, and this is a day that we praise you all day long. From the early hours of the morning to the late afternoon and evening, Lord, we have no desire but to praise you, to exalt and glorify your name, and to serve you and to worship you. Lord, I'm reminded of the words of Peter when he was asked from Jesus if he's going to leave. And he said, "Where would I go? For you have the words of truth." And so, Lord, we gather together to proclaim you, proclaim your words of truth, that the body of Christ would be built up and edified and strengthened by the testimony of who you are, what you would have us to do, that we might follow you in humble submission and in obedience to your Spirit and to your word. And, Father, I just pray as we continue this evening in worshiping you and praising you and serving you, that your name would be honored and glorified, your name exalted, and we, O Lord, would rejoice in you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we will open up this opportunity and this time to those on the internet as well as those that are here. If there's songs that you guys would like to sing praises to our Lord. Any preferences? Victor. 268. How Firm a Foundation. Now, this was an introductory hymn for who?
McGee.
J. Vernon McGee. This would always play.
Thank you.
have a call from the internet?
281.
281, and this is not from Cupertino, because our Cupertino family is here. Where is this from? Down south, the Clubs. Never Alone. That is, that God will never leave us. Long.
381.
381. Just 100 pages more. Is your all on the altar? And that's a question we need to continually ask ourselves. We put everything we have on the altar.
Thank you.
380. Rise up, O men of God. Testimony of Christ. What else would you like to sing? 181? Okay, 181. I got the special sign language signals there. 181. Back on the internet?
39.
And this is from?
Some Aggie.
Some Aggie, okay. Do you know this person? N.M. Aggie?
Yes.
Thank you.
to sing this evening? Yes. Jesus Loves Me, 479, if memory serves me. Come on up. Pastor's not here, but we'll have the pastor's choir.
Normally when we're calling 479, I pat my parents and say, should I go up? I said, no, now I get to.
Just before they got up here, but anyway. What else would you like to sing this evening? Got a few more minutes. Lee.
447.
447. The Lily of the Valley. Swing. 221. Thank you, Lord. And there is, who used to always ask for this one? Remember? Paul Ortiz used to always ask for this one.
Thank you.
else would you like to sing? Luis?
195.
195. Okay. Look and Live. Amen. You only look and live. Where's it recorded that you look and live? Two places. Okay. So we have it in Numbers, is where what remember the fiery serpents? Set up the brazen serpents. And if you look, you live. And then Jesus used that in the Gospel of John. It says, just as the serpent, the bronze serpent was raised up, so if you lift up man. And you look in, and you look in there. So that's used in two different places there in the scriptures. What else would you like to sing this wonderful evening that the Lord has given us?
115.
115. Ivory Palaces. Okay. His great eternal love made my Savior go. He chose to depart from the heavenly in order to enter into our world, in order to redeem us unto himself. We'll do one more and then we'll have our testimony of God. Yes, Mary.
183,
okay. The other night at prayer time, it was difficult to just say Mary and let it lay flat. There were four of them back there. So when you just said Mary, you had four people looking at you. Yes. So anyway, you had to get a little more specific sometimes. Testimony that will remain true to God through death.